Welcome back to the Midday Show. And my guest today is the musician Peter Appelbaum, who is performing as part of the Maverick Concert Series on Saturday, August 26th. He's just one of a bunch of remarkable musicians who are going to be paying tribute to the incredible legacy of Carl Berger. A little bit about Peter first. And hello, Peter.
Hello, good to be here. Thanks for
Thank
having
you.
me, Adam.
Okay, Berkeley, California, born and based in New York City since 1998. Some multi-hyphenate saxophonist, pianist, drummer, and composer Peter Apfelbaum is best known as leader of the genre-mashing big band Hieroglyphics, which he formed while still in high school in 1977. Wow. Okay. Skipping ahead, though, an influential figure in new jazz for over 3 decades, Peter's worked with some of the leading figures in contemporary music, including the late Don Cherry, Cecil Taylor, Harry Belafonte, Omar Sosa, Bill Laswell, and Phish, and has been commissioned by the Kronos Quartet and the National Swedish Radio Orchestra, among others. Currently performs with Bernstein's Millennial Territory Orchestra, and I may mispronounce this, Daphnis Prieto's Sextet.
You got it. Yep,
No, come on, I'm not that good. And
First try,
are you?
you got it. You got it. And those things are not only current, but they're
Okay,
in
good.
the near future as well. So they're ongoing.
That's great. In 2000, and lastly, I'll just say in 2017, Applebaum was named as Artistic Director of Creative Music Foundation, an organization dedicated to offering workshops by improvising musicians from diverse backgrounds. Now, improvisation is a very big part of what you do. Is that fair to say, Peter?
Yes, it is. It is very much. It has been ever since I was ever since I was a toddler, actually. It's kind of what one thing that I've done my whole life as a musician. I mean, the other thing that I have also done since I was a child is compose. And with my own group, Hieroglyphics, I write all the music, and it's fairly structured with room for improvisation. But what we'll be doing at the Maverick is something, it's playing up something that is a big part of what I do, which is collective improvisation and also original compositions that revolve around collective improvisation. And being that this concert will be a tribute to Carl Berger, who was one of the co-founders of this group that will be doing Creative Legacy Ensemble, it plays up that fact. It kind of highlights the improvisational nature of a performance.
And we'll mention at least some of the other musicians that are also part of this tribute on Saturday, August 22nd. You have Ingrid Sertzo Berger. You've got Steven Bernstein, who's seen perform a bunch of times on various horns, right? Brittany Anjou, Ken Filiano, Tani Tabal, stellar musicians, all, I have no doubt.
Yeah, so this group, this is a group. It's called the Creative Legacy Ensemble.
Okay.
And in a nutshell, the story with this is back in 1977, which you mentioned was the year that I founded my big band, Hieroglyphics. It's also the year that I first came to Woodstock, New York,
Oh.
as a student at Creative Music Studio, along with my best friend at the time, Steven Bernstein. He was a
Oh.
little younger than me. We came from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I was playing saxophone, piano, and drums. And Stephen was playing trumpet and already playing a little bit of slide trumpet. And we came to take classes for a 3-week session, summer session at Creative Music Studio, which had been around at that point for about 5 years. And we read about it in the back of an issue of Downbeat and noticed that the people teaching there were people who were heroes of ours, most of whom we already knew about, knew their music: Don Cherry, Carla Bley, members of the Art Ensemble of Chicago, Lee Konitz. So these are mostly people that were associated with the what was called the jazz avant-garde at that time. But they were each very different in their own ways in terms of how they approached their music, compositional ways that they structured their music. And for the most part, these were musicians who you could not study with, at least back then, anywhere else. They kind of existed outside of academia. And so we were very attracted to that whole thing, and we came out here and got to meet Carl Berger, and who was a great German pianist, vibraphonist. Some people listening will be familiar with him, I'm sure. He was also a philosopher and was one of the co-founders of Creative Music Studio, which back then in the 70s had an actual brick and mortar place, and you could stay there, and it was in West Hurley, New York. Since the 80s, it hasn't had its own place, but it's revolved around in different places. Carl passed away a few years ago in 2023,
Okay.
but his lifelong partner, Ingrid Sertzoberger,
Okay.
is still with us and is kind of the matriarch now of Creative Music Studio, which now puts on performances and workshops at the Shirt Factory in Kingston, specifically in
Yeah.
Handbell Studio. At the Shirt Factory every month. We formed this lifelong friendship with Carl and Ingrid. And then in 2016, Stephen and I became artistic directors of
I see.
Creative Music Studio. Carl was starting to feel like he didn't want to have the responsibility anymore of being the sole
Right.
figurehead of the organization.
Right.
So he brought on Stephen and myself and the drummer Billy Martin from Modesky Martin and Wood.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. And so in 2018, we had the idea to start a collective group. And it was made up of all the people that were artistic directors of Creative Music Studio at that time: Carl Berger, Ingrid Sertzoberger, Stephen Bernstein, and myself. And at the time, Billy Martin on drums and the bass player Ken Filiano. Then when Carl passed in 2023, it was decided that two musicians would replace him. We got together and we decided we wanted this group to keep going. The group, by the way, I like to point out, is really has always been a collective in the truest sense of the word, in that each of the members brought music to it. Carl and Ingrid are kind of they were the main people just by nature of the fact that they were the co-founders of Creative Music Studio, which kind of gave birth to this whole concept of
Community, yeah,
Yeah, this whole
yeah.
community up here, and for those of us who live, in the city and other places, but we decided we couldn't replace Carl with one person, so we had to try to replace him with two people. We brought in our old friend and another person from the early Creative Music Studio days, the great pianist Marilyn Crispell,
Okay.
who's a Woodstock resident.
Right.
And Brittany Anjou, who's a younger musician who's also great in her own way, a wonderful, multifaceted musician, to play vibraphone. Those are the two instruments that Carl played, vibraphone and piano. And we continued as a collective, and we don't play all the time because scheduling is difficult, but we decided to come together for the first time this year at the Maverick for what will be a tribute to Carl
Yeah,
at
you've got the whole gang back together for the night there, which is sounds like a very special opportunity for people to go see. I'm talking with Peter Affelbaum, who is one of the folks who will be part of the tribute to Carl Berger at Maverick, the Maverick concert series on Saturday, August 22nd at 8 o'clock. You can visit maverickconcerts.org for tickets. Get yourself over there. It's a beautiful spot in Woodstock, the venue itself. And you can find out more at creativemusic.org as well. Peter Applebaum, thank you very much for coming on the Midday Show. I really, really, really enjoyed meeting you today.
Me as well. Thank you so much for having me, Adam. And it's great. Much respect to what you guys do at WKZE.
Oh, and I will be doing a ticket giveaway too. I understand. So I will be following up right after this and doing a ticket giveaway with our listeners. So hopefully you will have in the way you described this all about Carl and about the history of CMS and more will motivate some people to come out on the 22nd.
And if that wasn't enough, we may have a surprise guest or two.
Oh,
So
that's not nice. Just leave it right there. That's great.
find out for yourself.
Right. All right. There's a teaser. All right. You're listening to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE.